This is an extended interview with the executive director of Farnham Family Services in Oswego County. More on how they're handling the coronavirus epidemic. To give our listeners an idea of what impact Farnham Family Services has in our community, what do your services look like on a day-to-day basis?
So Farnham is Oswego County's largest provider of outpatient treatment for substance use disorder. And that includes the opiate treatment program, which is a medication-assisted treatment program providing methadone, buprenorphine, and other FDA-approved medications for substance use disorder. Regular outpatient, which involves assessments, admission, individual counseling, and group counseling. And then we also have prevention programming, both community-based and school-based, where we have counselors that are out in the community providing prevention counseling, doing outreach, conducting evidence-based programming, and working with the community to kind of try to get ahead of substance use disorder. So in addition to that, we have peer services, certified recovery peer advocates, which are people that have their own experience of recovery and come alongside of the people that we're trying to help to go through the treatment process and to engage in recovery.
That's great. A lot of it sounds quite hands-on. How have your services changed in the past couple of weeks?
Well, pretty significantly. So our model is typically one that's very in-person. And with COVID-19 and the situation in our community, we've transitioned our model to be largely telephonic. So just last week, we've got approvals from New York State Office of Addiction and Substance Abuse Services to provide all of our services via telephone. So now individual and group counseling are happening on platforms like conference calls or video technology like Zoom. Peer supports, the same thing, happening via telephone. And prevention counseling is also happening via telephone. So we really had to switch our model so that we had less person-to-person contact, less people actually coming into the clinic, and the telephone model is supporting that at this time.
Were there any specific considerations you had to make, let's say, with technology or security to just continue that day-to-day work?
Yeah, the biggest kind of roadblock that we've had was having enough technology to support a remote workforce. So in addition to transitioning to a telephonic service delivery model, we've also been working towards being able to support a remote workforce so that staff wouldn't have to come in. And part of that is just in alignment with the same sort of approach everybody's trying to take and doing their part to limit the spread of the coronavirus and really give staff the opportunity to stay at home but still be able to be productive. And so to do that effectively for us, we didn't have enough laptops and hotspots to keep staff connected to the electronic health record for documentation. So we had to ramp up our supply of those rather quickly. And that's been part of what we've really been focused on over the last week and a half.
So Farnham typically offers medication-assisted recovery options in your outpatient clinic to help patients overcome opioid addiction and dependence. How are those types of in-person services working today? I mean, these are things that people really rely on.
Yeah, the opioid treatment program provides the daily dosing of medications like methadone and buprenorphine. And it's critical that that part of our operation remains available to folks that are early in recovery. And one of the things that we've done is we've increased the amount of take-home doses that we would typically give. So that's helped to lessen the amount of traffic and folks coming into the treatment. Now that's done on a case-by-case basis and with a full medical therapeutic assessment of an individual's stability so that we're being as safe as we possibly can when making those decisions to put additional medication into the hands of our clients. We're also switching for access to buprenorphine. So where that would typically be an in-person visit, we're switching to telemedicine for that. Now that has to be more than telephonic, and just to differentiate, so telephonic is literally a voice call over a telephone, where telemedicine includes the video and the audio. So that's more of like a Zoom call or a Skype call that someone's doing with one of our providers in order to get access to or maintain their prescription of buprenorphine.
The community that Farnham serves includes some of our most vulnerable citizens. Are there any additional resources or support that you're offering at this time, maybe other special considerations?
We're really wrapping up our prevention counseling, and we're taking that unit, the school-based counselors that are typically in all the school districts throughout the county. They have a new focus now that they're not actually in their schools. They're actually working on a social media campaign that's going to be distributing resources out into the community and providing people with the opportunity to call if they need support. We're recognizing that this is a time that's going to be challenging for families on a lot of different levels. And so if they can have somebody to call and talk through these difficult times, we're hoping that that might be helpful. It isn't just necessarily for somebody that's struggling with substance use. It's for just a parent that's frustrated or worried about their children, who wants to talk through, how do I keep this kid busy, you know, during these challenging times? Or sometimes it is going to be parents that their child's vaping and they're worried about that. Or it's a young person that's struggling because they've got a rough home life and they're stuck there right now and they need somebody to talk to. So I think ramping up that service and providing it more broadly than we do typically is one of the enhanced services. And then also just having the ability to call and receive our services and to get peer support or to get individual therapy over the phone is something that prior to this wouldn't have been as available.
I'm sure a lot of you who work at Farnham are used to that in-person meeting. I'm thinking of the nonverbal signals that people give. How have your therapists and mental health professionals adjusted to the changes that you've made in telephonic and telemedicine work at this point?
Well, it's still pretty early. We're about a week and a half into that service delivery model. And I can tell you that as a therapist, you know, it's not ideal, right? It's more of, it's what we have. So it's what we're using right now. I know our clients have been very responsive. They've been thankful that there's been a service option that's available that helps them to feel safe so that they don't have to come in and potentially risk that exposure. So there's been an overwhelming support from the clients themselves. The counselors are on a steep learning curve, how to manage a group. If you've ever been on a conference call, you know it can be pretty squirrely to manage different people talking at different times and teaching some of that conference call etiquette to folks that have maybe never been on a conference call, muting your line when you're not talking, introducing yourself every time that you do talk, even if you have to do that a dozen times during the call. Those are like little educational pieces we're doing in the beginning and just working through it. All of our counselors get extensive clinical supervision, so they're working with their clinical supervisors on the process, getting a lot of guidance and learning and doing the best they can.
How are you personally working through all of these changes?
Well, I'm working a lot, that's for sure. Putting in a lot of hours just to make sure that we're doing everything we can to ensure that services are available to people in the community, ensure that our employees are taken care of, and then also doing everything that we can to help stop the spread of the virus. And that's supporting a remote workforce, making it so people don't need to come in for services as much, and just kind of trying to do our part.